Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I've really found that it's the best policy here at our concerts to stop a second to say hello to you before we get things underway. And tonight especially, I want to thank you for being so patient while we got the people past the gate and into the place and seated so we could start the concert. It's really a tremendous thrill to be here at the Bowl. And as I've said before, it's really a greater thrill that you're here, because this afternoon I witnessed this place empty. And believe me, it would be a catastrophe for us to be here alone. I want you to know that we are about to present what we call a concert in progressive jazz, which is an endeavor on our part to present the people of young America with the music that we feel that they are emotionally desiring and demanding. And in starting off with, we have chosen something that we've pretty much grown up with, something that we've gotten kicked out of places because of. We were hired other places because of it, and we've played it in every conceivable town and every portion of the country for street dances, funerals, and weddings. We play artistry jumps.
Thank you.
You know, just recently there was an album of phonograph records released on the music of the band that consisted of 8 workshop sides and progressive jazz. We dedicated a couple of them, of course, to 2 of the conceptions of 2 different musicians here in the band. We present one now, George White of the alto saxophone. It's a composition that through music we tried to portray a man that has felt a tragedy, tell of it, and of course relive the excitement, and then once again after the climax, there's peace again as we present Elegy for Alto with George Weidler. Strong forces of the trumpet section, we give you Ray Wetzel.